There's a famous joke in rabbinic circles about the man who comes to the rabbi and says, "Please, please, can you make me a kohen?" Rabbi says, "Listen, I can't really do that. It's not in my hands." And the man says, "But I'll give you a big donation to the synagogue." Rabbi says, "I still can't do it." And he says, "But I'll give a really, really big donation to the synagogue." Finally, the rabbi says, "Well, for a donation like that, you know, I think I'd be able to help you out." And he says, "But just let me ask you one question. I didn't know you were so religious. Well, you know, why is this so important to you?" He says, "You're right, Rabbi. It's true. I'm not that religious, but my father was a Kohen, and I was very close with him, and if it was important to him, it's important to me. I want to be a Kohen like him." The second bracha, the second reward that Pinchas receives is V'haisalo ulazaro acharav bris kuhunas olam, the blessing, the covenant of eternal priesthood, to be a Kohen. And this, of course, raises the question noted by all of the earlier Mefarshim: what is the point of this bracha? It's a classic catch-22 mimanoshach. If he wasn't a Kohen, no matter what he did, no matter how big his donation to the synagogue is, no matter how great his heroic actions were, you can't make someone a Kohen if they're not. And if he was a Kohen, which we know he was, not only his father, but his grandfather, the Torah tells us at the outset of this week's Parsha, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, you cannot get better yichus than that. His father was Elazar, his grandfather was none other than Aaron HaKohen. Of course he was a Kohen, so if he was a Kohen, what did he need the bracha for? If he wasn't a Kohen, the bracha wouldn't help, and since he is a Kohen, what does he need the bracha for? This is the classic question that has to be contended with. So one answer that's given by Rashi, a very technical answer based on Chazal, is that actually despite his pedigree, despite his yichus, his lineage, he was not a Kohen. That when the Kohanim were inaugurated to serve in the Mishkan, Aaron and his children were all of the ones, and anyone else, Aaron and his children were the ones who were inaugurated to be Kohanim, as well as a promise that any future grandchildren born into the family will also inherit the mantle. However, Rashi explains that there was a quirk. A living grandchild at that time was not inaugurated at the time because it was only Aaron and his children, and was not included in the bracha that all future Kohanim born into the family would become able to serve in the Kahuna and there in the Mishkan. And therefore, by a technical glitch, Pinchas and anyone else, if his generation who was alive at the time of the inauguration and the choosing of the Kohanim, was actually left out. So despite his lineage, he was not a Kohen. And therefore, says Rashi, he truly did need this bracha in order to be able to be a Kohen and serve in the Mishkan. That's one answer. A second answer that is suggested by Ramban, Ibn Ezra, and others is that, well, of course he was a Kohen. His grandfather was Aaron, his father was Elazar. This is a particular bracha, not just that he'll be a Kohen, that he didn't need, but rather that the predominant number of future Kohanim Gedolim, the high priests, will primarily and predominantly come from his family, be his descendants. And in fact, we have a tradition, Tosfos and Masechta Yuma, on Daf Tes, quotes a tradition that we have, that almost 20 of the Kohanim Gedolim in the first Beis HaMikdash, and over 80 of the Kohanim Gedolim over the length of the second Beis HaMikdash, were all Mizera Pinchas, were all descendants of Pinchas. And that is the bracha of Kunas Olam, that forever and ever, predominantly the Kohanim Gedolim, the high priests, will be from your family directly, Pinchas. That will be your reward. That was a second answer that is given for what is this bracha. A third answer is suggested, a very powerful one, from the Chizkuni and the Abarbanel and other Mefarshim. And they say, again, of course, Pinchas was a Kohen, his grandfather was Aaron, of course he was a Kohen. But this was not a bracha to make him a Kohen. This was a bracha to enable him to remain a Kohen in good standing. After all, the halacha is that a Kohen who kills another person is disqualified from serving in the Mishkan, from serving in the responsibilities of a Kohen. And therefore, Pinchas, even though what he did was correct from a moral perspective, halachic perspective, we see Hashem endorsed his behavior, but nevertheless, a casualty of his initiative and his heroism should have been, by all rights, that he lost his ability to serve as a Kohen, to work in the Mishkan. And in fact, therefore, to mitigate against that otherwise natural circumstance and result, says the Chizkuni, says the Abarbanel, Hashem intervened with the second bracha to say, despite what should have happened, despite what might happen at other times in history when Kohanim, perhaps for legitimate reasons like Pinchas, but still take a life, Kohen Chargas HaNefesh is disqualified from working in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, but Pinchas is an exception, the beneficiary of a special bracha. Pinchas did something special for Hashem. Hashem does something special for Pinchas and saves him and allows him to keep his position as a Kohen, what he would have otherwise lost. Last but not least is a remarkable interpretation of the Kesav Sofer. And he explains not only this bracha of the Kahuna, but he explains it in a way that fits beautifully with the first bracha, that of Shalom, the one we spoke about yesterday. Says the Kesav Sofer, the nature of a Kohen, his natural tendency, his personality has to be one who is an Ohev Shalom, Varodev Shalom, like Aaron HaKohen. They have to be lovers of peace, people who pursue peace, people who are calm and nice and get along easily with people. And therefore, Pinchas, who's given the bracha of Shalom, that he would have that natural dispensation, that natural tendency to be like his grandfather, and he would therefore be absolutely appropriate in terms of that default setting, that the default setting of the Kohen has to be the Ohev Shalom, Varodev Shalom. Pinchas exhibited that, and he certainly had that confirmed by his first bracha, the Brisi Shalom. However, the Kesav Sofer explains that that's not entirely enough. That's the default setting of the Kohen. But Kohanim are also the teachers of the Jewish people. We have a tradition. It's not just that they worked in the Mishkan. They also represent Shevet Levi, Shevet Kahuna, the teachers of the Jewish people. And a teacher, says the Kesav Sofer, sometimes has to be demanding, has to have religious zeal, has to have religious passion, has to have the ability to stand for principle and not compromise. Moreover, has to have the ability to be mochiach, to criticize and to rebuke the nation when necessary. Someone who is oev shalom v'rodev shalom only might not be up for those parts of the job, not have the stomach for those parts of the job. And therefore you need a second dimension as well, and that is the strong, passionate, zealous, non-compromising personality. Therefore, says the Kesav Sofer, when Pinchas did this act of zealotry, it's not that he remained a Kohen despite that, is that confirmed that he had the dual characteristics necessary to be the ideal Kohen.